Hallelujah. In the Spirit.
Yea, this night, yea, you heard my servant speak, yea, when you took up an offering. Yea, my word is sure. What it says, I will do. But yea, when you reject my word and you think that, yea, you can do what you please to do, you're satisfying me. Yea, but you are not. Yea, you're not believing me. You don't even recognize that, yea, I am your God. So yea, you'll be stuck, yea, doing what you always do and want to do. Yea, when I come, yea, there won't be one, yea, that will come without an offering in front of me. Yea, you can't stand in front of me, yea, without paying your tithe.
Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands to heaven and praise Him tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise His wonderful name. In the Spirit there is life. Thank God that we have the Spirit of the Lord living on the inside of our lives. Thank God that greater is He that's in us than he that is in the world. Praise God that we can have that life and have it more and abundantly. Praise God. So appreciate the opportunity to minister in camp meeting. I'd just like to testify before we get started. What a privilege to be in camp meeting this year. I'll tell you, just right from the very start, you could sense the presence of the Lord all over the place and all over the people. The people came, and you people come with an expectation. And when you come with an expectation to see what God will do, how many believes He'll meet you right at your need tonight? Praise God. It so blesses my heart to work with Pastor Eisenman and MEA and all these fine men of God. I'll tell you, it's a privilege to work with the brothers and my pastor. I'll tell you, I remember just being a youngster and remember when Pastor Eastman and Pastor Larson would come down to Mahaffey camp meeting, and I'll tell you one thing, they come with the power of God, and just being young, not very big, not very old, and just moving in the Spirit of God and just obeying God. I'll tell you, that touched my heart then, and I'll tell you, just an honor and a privilege to work with them tonight, amen, and be a part of MEA. Appreciate all God's people and all that God has in store. I appreciate the Spirit of the Lord that would touch through each service. But I remember last Sunday morning as Pastor Eastman would minister the Word of the Lord. And I'll tell you, when he begins to teach and the words of life just come forth, I'll tell you, appreciate when it can get in your spirit and what it can do for you. But I remember that Sunday afternoon, you know, sometimes you say, oh, we're just looking for the servant to do it. But you know what? It's the Holy Ghost that'll take control of an individual in a service and move. I thank God for the messages that have been brought. Last Sunday afternoon, you couldn't even move out of this place. Even after Brother Kyle would preach the Word of God, the Spirit of the Lord just took over, and you couldn't even move in that service. And for those that were there, how many remembers that service last Sunday afternoon? The presence of the Lord was all over this place. And you know, I'll tell you, in the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you tonight. I'm so thankful that the Spirit of the Lord is alive and well. A few weeks ago, we were preaching in the book of Ruth. And in the book of Ruth, there were two daughter-in-laws that had lost their husbands. There was a famine throughout the land. And that land, that famine represented even in the spiritual realm today. There was lacking also God's presence. And they lived in a place called Moab. It was a place of idolatry and a place of sin. Naomi heard that there was God, or going to be a famine lifted in Judah. So she decides that she's going to go back. And her daughter-in-laws decide that they're going to go with her. But as they go, they pack their belongings and they pack their clothes and they're getting ready to go. And as they're getting ready to go, they come to the border. I'd like to minister a little bit tonight along the border. Many of us come so far. Many of us can only take it as long as we can. And then somewhere along the line, we back up. When we just can't take it going into the place and the blessings of God that He has prepared for us. But you know, so many today are stuck at the border. Even in this place tonight, we've seen an uproar of the Spirit and the power of God. And we sense the presence of the Lord in a mighty way even this night. But you know, there were still some that were stuck at the border. There were still some that didn't reach out. There were still some that just was skeptical and laughed about it in their spirit. But you know the old song that goes, why don't you let go and let God do what He wants to do in your life? I find that Orpah, she came to that border, and we find that Ruth came to the border. And that mother-in-law said, why don't you just turn back? But they said, no way are we going to turn back. We want to go where the blessings of God is. We want to come into that holy place. We want to get into that land where God is moving and the famine is lifted again. We want to get back. But you know, there was something stirring in both of those daughter-in-law's hearts. They wanted to go so very badly. And on the outward appearance, the tears looked real. And they desired to have more of God. But you know, as they came to that border, one fell back and the other one went forward. One fell back and the other one went forward. Too many times, church, we come to that border and we say, oh, let somebody else get it. And then we get upset when somebody else gets it. Church, don't miss the blessing and the Spirit of God that He has prepared for you today. Because it's, amen, tomorrow might just be too late. You need the Spirit of God when it's flowing in your life. We find that it's not by might, nor it is by power, but He said it's by My Spirit, saith the Lord. The Spirit of God will change the circumstance in your life. The Spirit of God will help you through the storms that you face in your life today. May you might be going through a bad sickness in your body and in your life. But I say today, when you call upon the name of the Lord and ask God to let the Spirit of the Lord move one more time, I'll guarantee you that when you walk from this place tonight, hallelujah, you'll not only receive what you've already got, but how many believe you'll receive the double portion of what God has prayed and blessed you with tonight. Church, amen, the best is yet to come. You may have thought that the beginning of the camp meeting was just good enough, but let me say, God has blessing upon blessing for you tonight if you but reach out to Him and receive what He has for you. Can you say amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. We want to look into the second chapter of Kings tonight, in the second chapter, 2 Kings, 2 chapter tonight. If you would stand in the reading of God's Word, as we look at verse 1, and it came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went to with Elisha from Gilgal, and Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee. Just like Ruth and Orpah had the choice stay there. Go back to Moab. Go back to that place. But we find here that Elijah said, as he sent him me to Bethel, and Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth. Come on, somebody say, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not. I like that three words there. I will not. Come on, somebody say it with me. I will not. I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. The sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha, said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yeah, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord had sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not. Come on, somebody say it again. I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. Sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha, said unto him, knowest that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? He answered and said, yeah, I know it. Hold ye your peace. Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee here, for the Lord had sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. Come on, one more time. I will not leave thee. And they two went on. 50 men of the sons of the prophet went. And they stood to view afar off. Come on, son, let's say that. Stood afar off. Stood afar off. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters. And they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I am taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee that a double portion of thy spirit be upon us. Let us stretch our hands to heaven tonight. Father, we love you. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you, Lord, for this camp meeting. We thank you, oh God, for these leaders, Lord, that have been placed, oh Lord, here to work and to move amongst your people. Pray, God, tonight that you would let the Spirit of God continue to move and to work. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's say it one more time. I will not leave thee. I'll not leave thee. Come on. I'll not leave thee. You look at your neighbor tonight as you're being seated and said, I will stick with the Lord. I will stay with him no matter what. You may be seated tonight. God bless you. Praise his wonderful name. As we look through the week of the services that we've been in and around, we thank God for his touch. How many's been touched this week by the Spirit of God? How many can honestly say, yes, if we stopped it tonight, we could go out and just say, surely we've been touched by the Spirit of God. Thank God that he moves and works. Each night was different. Thank God that all things are not the same. How many believes that if you look at blue carpet for the rest of your life, it might get old after a while? Amen. Thank God for change. Thank God for differences that we see in our everyday lives. How many believes for God to move, there's got to be, as Pastor James preached this afternoon, a change in our heart to see the world around us. We pray, open the eyes of my heart, God, that we can see, God, what is there. Sometimes we look over those that are bruised and hurting, and they come into our church and they go back out in the same hurt, in the same condition, because we can't see in the spiritual realm. I say tonight, you've got to stay and live in the Spirit. Pastor Frazier, as he was ministering through the week, God always speaks in the spiritual. The devil always speaks in the natural. We listen to that. We take that in. But I tell you today, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. thank God for the Spirit and the truth of God that will still stay in our lives. You cannot let the devil destroy what the Lord has placed within. The mother-in-law, Naomi, she came. She knew that where she was living in Moab wasn't her home. Wasn't the place for her to dwell in. Wasn't the place for her to live. And as the famine was lifted, and God began to move in Judah one more time, we find that as that place began to get the greenery back in the land, and the waters of the coolness come back within, she heard that the Spirit of God was coming back. I'll tell you one thing, she made up her mind that she was not going to live in sin-placed world again. She made up her mind that she was going to go and go to the Spirit. How many believes today that if you want to live with God, you've got to run to Him and run to the Spirit of God and know, hallelujah, that He'll never leave you nor will He forsake you tonight. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. So we find that as she come to that place, it was almost like that sweet smelling Savior, smelling the perfume, smelling the goodness of the Lord. She knew that she was hungry for more than what she had in Moab. She knew she was hungry for more than what was placed in that land. I'd like to say tonight, when you get hungry for God, I believe that He'll fill your heart overflowing. He'll touch your life and set you free. You will never be the same again when you have the touch of God and the Spirit of God placed within your life. Amen. It'll always be the same. Hallelujah. When God touches you again. But sometimes in our life we face barrenness and we face dark hours of our life and we go through these dry spells and we face these things in our life and say, you might wonder and cry out sometimes and say, God, when you going to move? When you going to work? But let me say tonight, the famine is lifted this week. Surely we've touched the presence of God. We've been in the presence of God. We've known that surely He's in this place. Now, amen, don't let the famine go in again. But how many wants to take it back to your home church and your hometown and your home community? I like to say, you got to set it on fire. You can't sit there on the anointing of God and expect God to do something. How many believe you got to stir it up on the inside of your life tonight? Amen. You've got to keep it stirred. You got to keep it burning. I believe when the priest, amen, would light those furnaces and those candles, their job was to keep those fires burning. It is your job tonight. It is your responsibility that once you get the fire of God, that once you get the presence of the Lord in your life, don't let it burn out. Keep it going. Hallelujah. Keep it going. Praise God. Look at your neighbor tonight and say, keep it going. Keep it going. Keep the fires burning. But a familiar story. And you know what a man of God Elijah was. You think about the miracles. And you think about the stand. And you think about the anointing that Isaiah, amen, and Elijah, even in the men of old, had talked about. We see things that had taken place. And we find that there was a young man that was with him. And this young man was determined that he was going to go all the way with God. And you've got to make up your mind tonight that you're going to go all the way. You cannot, amen, go half of the way with a half heart and with a half, amen, mind. But how many knows God wants all of you tonight? When you lay it at the altar, you lay everything aside. Amen. You push it back and you get the weights off of sin that so easily besets you. And how many believes you run the race that is placed before you? Amen. God give you a responsibility to run the race tonight. And how many's running that race for Jesus? And as we find that this young man, he said, the elderly man said, "You stay here at Bethel. I've got some good brothers here at Bethel. I've got a good Bible school happening and all things are going well. Why don't you stay there? Rest a while. Take it easy. Don't get in a big hurry. Just slow down." But how many believes today we've heard too much of that? We've heard too much of stay back and slow down and wait a minute and this way, don't take it easy. No. How many believes if you're going to go full forcefully for God, you got to put both feet in and say, "God, I'm determined tonight that I'm not going to give up. I can't tarry here. Souls are crying. I can't stop now. My neighbors might miss God. I can't slow down now because there's a responsibility placed in my hands." I don't know how you feel about your walk with God, but I believe it should be the most important thing in your life. Amen. To have that experience and to have that walk with God. Amen. We find too many times that so many say, "Well, I'm useless," or "Nobody really puts so much effort, or nobody cares about me." We find that there's been men in the Word of God that had poor me spirits and woe spirits in their life just the same. But how many believes there was still a small voice that was to be heard? God is still speaking. God is still moving. God still wants to touch you, but you must listen. The Bible says, "My sheep know my voice, and no others will they follow." How many believes today, as a sheep, as a child of God, you got to follow the voice of the Lord God in the Spirit of the Lord to let Him, amen, move and work? Stay here a little bit. No. I've got to go with you. I've got to go on. Oh, but we find that somewhere along the line, some has fallen back. Some have come to the border and said, "Well, you go ahead. I'll catch up with you a little bit later." Some have been in the church for 20 years and they still are staying at Bethel and they've still stayed at the border and they've not reached into the depths that God has for them. How many believes that God has more for you tonight? Amen. So many times you come to the place where, "Well, I guess this is all God's got for me." No, because God has more and more and more and more for you tonight. He wants to do exceedingly and abundantly all that you could ever think or ask. So many times we're satisfied with what He's got. We find it even in the Scripture in the Old Testament of Abraham. Even we know that he was promised a son. But as he was promised a son, it wasn't coming just like he thought it was. So Sarah said, "You go to the handmaid. You go to that one and that's the way you'll get your son." How many believes today that many are settling for second best in the Spirit, but God wants you to press beyond. Amen. Press beyond and see what He has in store for you tonight. Come on, I'm not speaking amen to sinners here tonight. Amen. I'm talking to the church. We've come to the border and we stayed at the border. Well, what's at the border? There's entertainment and there's lame in the things of this world. I think in the Word of God how Lot came to a decision in his life that he chose, amen, the wonderful, nice plains. And as he chose those plains, he ended up down by some cities that was not godly. And all of a sudden, the world began to get into his spirit. I think about Lot's wife, that as the Lord began to move and work in those cities, and the angel of the Lord was leading and directing them out. Amen, all of a sudden, Lot's wife turned back. I think in the Word of God, amen, by the name of Achan. Achan was not the touch of the things of the world or the Babylonian garments. But all of a sudden, he began to love those Babylonian garments. Achan was aching for something that was not to be aching for. Can you say amen? He was playing with things that he knew that was sooner or later was going to bring death. Amen. When Moab, those men got in Moab, we find that the husband died and the sons died. Sin brings death. How many believe that tonight? Oh, but the Spirit of God brings life. Come on, somebody say, God, Spirit of God, bring me life tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, and I begin to think of that prodigal son as he spent all of his things and money on riotous living. Oh, but you know what? He finally come to his senses. And then I think about that wonderful disciple of Dame Demas. Demas, amen, walked with the man of God. He spent night after night with the man of God. He knew the touch of God. He knew the fire of God. He sensed the Spirit of God. But somewhere along the line, he decided that he was going to fall in love with the present world. Therefore, he fell back. And as he fell back, he lost his experience and he lost his touch with God. Don't ever come to that place, church, where you lose the touch of God and you lose the anointing and the Spirit of God that He has prepared for you. Many an examples of the Word of God that they've fallen back. And they've seen something that caught their eye. And they've said, I want that more than I want God. But how many believes you've got to have a hunger tonight? Come on, lift your hands tonight if you believe you've got to have a hunger for the things of God. He said, if you have a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, He said, I'll fill you, I'll move in your life. We find that young man came also to Jericho. And the man of God said, why don't you stay here? It looks like a nice place. It looks like you'd get some rest. How many believes there's no slowing down when it comes to the things of God? Preachers say, I'm going to retire and move to Florida. And I'll go somewhere where it's, hey, I don't have to be bothered again. But how many knows there's no retirement in Jesus? Because when He's called you, He's called you for such a time as this. I think about Caleb, as the Bible says that he had a different kind of spirit. His spirit was not like all those of the ones that said, oh, Eben, we can't go into that land. We can't take it. But his spirit was different. And how many believes when you're a child of God, you're different and your spirit is different from the things of this world. And he said, oh, Eben, I can take that mountain. Give it back to me. Give me this mountain. 80-some years old. And we find that his spirit was still as young and strong as what it was when it was first given. How many believes the reason that his spirit was the same is because he renewed it and he kept it fresh in his life and in his heart day by day? How many believes you got to speak in tongues every day if you have the Holy Ghost? You got to speak and use what God has given to you. Amen. Somebody says it's just a little thing or it's just this. But how many believes today if you keep your spirit stirred, amen, you can move the mountain that stands within your way by the Spirit of God. Amen. By the Spirit of God. It'll move the mountain. Why? Because when you stir it up, I'll tell you one thing. Devils will tremble and they'll flee, amen, in your presence. Why? Because they know they can't touch a Holy Ghost filled power of God person. How many powers of God do we have in this place tonight? Amen. It'll stand and say, devil, get thou behind me. Oh, because it's written. Oh, hallelujah. I've got
got the word hidden in my heart, God, that I may not sin against you. I will come to the border and I will step across. I am not ashamed. I will stand victoriously as a man or a woman of God today because He's given me the strength. Do you realize today that when God places His Spirit in you, amen, He gives you a guardian angel and a co-host of angels to be encamped around you. So let me say, no matter if a street gang may come to rip your church apart or rip your life apart, I heard a story that one time how the street or the people was coming to that church to destroy it, but they couldn't because they seen a host of angels on top of that church, and they knew that they could not reckon with that power. I'd like to say the devil knows your weakness, but if you keep your power stirred and you keep your victory burning, even you can walk out of this place knowing that the devil will not stand or sit on your shoulder and tempt you, but amen, he'll flee from you. Come on, how many believes it tonight that he'll flee from you because the Spirit of God lives on the child of God, in the child of God. Stay here a while. No, I can't. I've got to keep going because I know there's something more. Some are only satisfied with just a little goosebump. Some are only satisfied with just a little dance. Some are only satisfied with just a little bit. But I'll tell you, I want what everything that God has. And I believe that you want everything that God has. And amen, there's times that we don't need to stop at the border and we don't need to take a rest. But we need to keep our eyes upon the Lord because there's more in store. Somebody says, well, I danced tonight and boy, I felt, how many believes, amen, God can give you a double portion of that dance tonight if you're expecting it. Come on. So many times we only move so far, will, amen, it's this or that. But I believe if you take the limits off of God and you sense the presence of the Lord in this place, He'll move mightily. There was more. Elisha wasn't just happy with just going with them because he knew that there was something else. Come on, how many believes there's more than just a healing? There's a miracle in the making. There's power beyond measure. You can stand victoriously in Christ Jesus your Lord. You are not the tail, but He made you the head. How many believes it? Amen. He's the same God that blesses in the city, and He's the same God that blesses in the country. Everything you set your hands to do, He'll give you the blessings that's needed. Why? Because He's the same God that took care of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Come on, put your hands together if you believe He's the same God that still can take care of you. He's not changed. Come on, look at your neighbor tonight and say, He's not changed. He's not changed. He's not changed. Hallelujah. He's still God. And He's still bigger than all your problems. He's still bigger than all your fears. Because my Bible said that He has not given us the spirit of fear. But how many believes tonight that He's given us the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind? Too many times we're fearful of the devil. Amen. And we're afraid to take back what the devil's stolen from a church. But how many believes He cannot steal anymore? Why? Because you're rising up in the Spirit and in the power of God, taking back in authority what the devil has stolen. Amen. It's time, hallelujah, not to stay at the border, but to go on and say, amen, I've come over onto this other side. River, what am I going to do now? We've got a lot of standbyers that's looking. The church, we're going to watch them fall. We're going to watch them go down. We're going to watch them. Many pessimists will say, amen, they might be getting them in now, but we'll watch watch them fall. I'd like to say, amen, you got to get your eyes off of the natural things and get your eyes in the Spirit. And as the pastor may say, in the Spirit I see that I'm preaching not to 30 and 40, but I'm preaching to hundreds. Why? Because, amen, it's the vision that God has prepared for you. And you see the things in the spiritual realm. Take your eyes off of people. People will fail you. The church will fail you. Things will let you down. And you'll walk away disappointed. But I say tonight, get your eyes on Jesus. Because He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I've had family members let me down. I've had best friends let me down. I've had loved ones let me down. But one thing that I've found in my life, my Lord will never let me down. He'll never let me down, but He'll take me through all the way. How many believes you got to keep your eyes upon the goal and run the race that is placed before you tonight? Amen. If you leave this place saying, I didn't get what I come for, you've missed it tonight, because you've got to realize that the torch and the same Spirit has been placed into your life. Amen. And it's up to you now to do with it what you're going to do. I think about Brother Kyle. I think about the years that he's spending in Bible school. I think about how wonderful it is to be in Bible school. But you know what? It's got to come to a place in his life where he's got to know the Spirit of his God. And when he comes to those tests and he comes to those trials in his life, he's going to say, oh God, I know that my grandpap had the Spirit of God moving in his life. I know that he's had something greater, amen, that I could ever dream or imagine. But God, tonight, I want to know the Spirit. I believe every one of us tonight will come to the same spot in our life. Yes, I thank God that we've seen great men of old, amen, and ones that have gone on before us with the Spirit and the power of God in their life, and the anointing flowing, and the anointing moving in and up and down the pews, in and out the pews, and up and down the aisles. We've seen God perform many miracles through their hands. Amen, and God would move. But how many believes tonight, it's time for the church today to rise up? So many times we look into things of the past, but God has a future for the church today. Amen, and I believe if you would step out in the Spirit of God, amen, and take your eyes off of everything around you, amen, and begin to prophesy and, amen, speak the words and the oracles of God, I'll guarantee you God will not fail you, but God, hallelujah, will meet you, amen, right there at that point, and say, thus saith the Lord God, hey, I'm not staying at the border just because I seen what somebody else done. Thank God for their ministry, but how many believes the same Spirit lives in you tonight? Hallelujah, you can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Come on, are you praying today? God, help me, use me. You want to be used, you want to see the Spirit of God move. Hallelujah, get your eyes off of the things of the past and get your eyes focused on the King. Amen, that'll bring the deliverance like He always did tonight. Hallelujah, God will never fail you as long as you step out. But so many times we say, what am I going to say? You don't have to worry what you're going to say. You don't have to worry how it's going to work. All you've got to do is stand and speak. Speak to the mountain. Amen, that the mountain will be cast into the sea. Hallelujah. Speak to those blind eyes. That those blind eyes would open. Amen, speak to that cancer. And amen, talk to that cancer like you're talking to the devil. And say, dead cancer, be thou removed in the name of Jesus. And how many believes? Amen. The devil will have to move. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands and praise Him tonight. Oh, I've come to the border. And I've cried. And I've said, God, I really want to go on. But you know what? Naomi seen something. in Orpah's spirit that was different than Ruth's. Ruth was the one that had to press on. And we find that Orpah was the one that even just fell back. And she said, okay, I've come this far. God will love me for coming this far. Yeah, He will. God loves you. God's concerned about you. But you know what? If you make the next step, if you push on just a little bit farther, if you go in just a little bit deeper, New Testament says if you let down your net, how many believes on the other side, there's an abundance of fish waiting for you. There's a blessing that you cannot contain. If you let down your net, down just a little bit deeper, if you go just a little bit farther, if you pick up Aaron, your cross and follow Him just a little bit longer. Church, we don't got long in this earth. But I'd like to say tonight, if you just keep on hanging on, if you keep on hanging in there, we might just even look for the returning of the Lord. This could be the very year that He comes back. There might not be another camp meeting in 2009. There might not be another fellowship in that year. How many believes that Jesus Christ could come back this very year? But the thing is, we're so stuck at the border, and we're so stuck in ourselves, and we're so stuck, amen, where we can't see the blessing and the double portion of His Spirit, that we can't go on any farther. I'd like to say today, you step out in faith, believing, and God will meet you there. Too many times we're ashamed. You should be ashamed, yeah. But I'd like to say, amen, God will pick you up. Amen, the Father will pick you up. Hallelujah. And as He picks you up, He'll say, welcome home, my son. Welcome home, my daughter. Enter into the joy of the Lord. How many believe tonight that when the Lord saved you, He saved you for a purpose and for a reason tonight, because He wants to see you make it in. But we're stuck at the border. We're staying right where we are. And we're not moving. The Bible says, quench not the Spirit of God. And too many times we quench it in the Spirit. Oh, I wished it'd shut up. I wished it'd stop. And when you quench the Spirit of God, you see, God can't move like He'd like to. But amen, as you would obey God tonight, you would step out in faith believing and say, Lord, I need a healing tonight. I need a touching body. I have loved ones that's not saved and could go out into eternity. Am I concerned? Am I going to press through for them? We find in the story of a husband and a wife, and the husband was not saved. He was just a sinner. And somewhere along the line, that wife gave her heart to the Lord and was saved. For years she stayed in there with God. She prayed earnestly, earnestly, earnestly for her husband to go to get saved. And one night He spoke to her, and she kept urging Him, come to church, come to church Sunday morning. He said, if you go to the dance hall with me on Saturday night, Sunday morning I'll go to church. She got so excited. She got so thrilled in her spirit. Oh, my husband's going to go to church. He's going to get saved. He's going to come to the Lord. She went, and she hated every moment of it. She did not like it. And she kind of sat there, felt awkward, felt backward, felt out of place. Oh, but as she came home, she was preparing for Sunday morning. Sunday morning, my husband's going to church. Sunday morning, everything's going to be all right. Sunday morning, that Sunday, she got prepared. She got really dressed up. And she got all excited. And then she come into the room, and her husband sat in his favorite chair. And he just looked at her and said, I'm not going to your church. because all those years you served God, and all those years you stood in there with God, and one time you give in, and you just neglected and walked away that one night. And if you can't make it, there's no way I'm going to make it. So many lives depend on what you do. So many lives are in the balance tonight because they see the things that you're seeing, and they're looking at the things you're looking at, and they're looking at the places you go, and they're looking and saying, well, if that's a Christian, I have no part of it because I don't want to know that I can't make it if they can't. Come on, how many believes you got to keep the fire stirred? You cannot drop your guard in any way. You cannot let down your guard for one moment. Because when you let down your guard for one moment and one second, that's when the enemy will work in his weakest. A man is as strong as his weakest link. And as we find that weakest link and it's been let down, he looks for the weak. He looks for the ones that's barely making it, for the ones that's wishy-washy, up, down, in and out. He will work in their lives. He will attack their lives. He will destroy them. But if you stay built up in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, how many believes the Holy Ghost will carry you through, amen, in this world, because He said He is a comfort and He is a guide. I don't know, amen, there's been many guides. It's taken many, amen, on roads and different areas in the world. But I thank God the Holy Ghost tonight is my guide and in my comfort. I don't know about you, but there's times when I do get weary. There's times when I get tired. And I rely on the Holy Ghost. I say, Holy Ghost, you take over. It's not about me this night. How many believes? It's not about you. It's not about me, but it's about you, Holy Ghost. It's about you, O God. Lord, you take me to that place I need to be. Lord, and I will not stay in a stagnant condition. And I will not stay where the fires are burnt out. And I will not stay where that enemy can come in, amen, like a flood and destroy my life. But God, I will remain strong. And I will, amen, square my shoulders back. I will say to the devil, devil, get you behind me, because I'm going on in the Spirit of the Lord. If I have to stand alone, I'll stand alone. If I have to fight, God, let me fight holy, and let me fight pure, and let me fight true, oh God. Let them talk about me all they want, but God, I'm going to stand true for you today. Why? Because I know one of these days I shall see Him in His beauty and see Him as He is tonight. I know, amen, who Jesus is tonight. Can you say amen? If you know who Jesus is, why don't you put your hands together tonight and just give Him, one of the greatest praise offerings you can. He's worthy. Hallelujah. I stand victoriously in Him because He is my Savior. He is my Redeemer. I've come to the border. What am I going to do? Oh, I can look good and cry a few tears. Tears isn't going to get the job done. Tears is not going to get it done. Coming to the front is not going to get it done. Here's what's going to get it done tonight in your life. Making up your mind. Look at your neighbor tonight and say, I've made up my mind. Is your mind made up? Is your foot on the rock? Is your mind made up tonight? Come on, I'm not talking to some weak, amen, child of God that can't. I'm talking to somebody that's got their mind made up here right now. Is your mind made up? I'm talking to you tonight. Is your mind made up? Is your mind on the Lord? Hey, man, Brother Schneider used to sing, I've got my mind, I stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus every day. Hey, man, how many believes you got to keep your eyes on the Lord day by day? It's a daily walk. It's a daily experience. It's an hour today when you must stay stirred in God. Why? Because the devil has put his all offensive war tack against you. As we've heard about the dragon and how he's just made himself so big, and he's not ashamed and afraid to stand up against the church. You got to let him know that when he stands up against you, the church, that you're going to stand up and look him in the eyes and say, "Get thou behind me." How many believes it tonight? Come on, I'm preaching to you tonight. We've come to the border. Oh, we've come to the banks of the river. What do we do now? Well, yeah, I can't rely on the pastor to get me through. Thank God that he's a man of God, that he is, but I can't. I've got to rely upon the strength that God has given to me. And if he says he's given it to me, I will stand and trust him. I'll trust you, Lord. Let's stand tonight. All over this place, there's many. As I reach into you tonight, in the Spirit, I'm reaching for you, to you. Many have been weak in their spirit and dry. Many have faced famines in their life that they've known, that they've wondered why God isn't moving and why God isn't working and why God isn't touching and why God isn't blessing. I've been to camp meeting, but I can't feel anything. I can't sense anything. I don't know. Yeah, I've stayed in my seat night after night and I've not got anything from you, God. I've still not pressed in. Each one night there's been different times when many's been blessed, but this could be your night. This could be the time when God wants to bless you and move in your life. This is the night that God, amen, has prepared for you and got you ready for this night. You've said in your spirit, "I can't understand why it's so dry. I've tried to reach out to God, but it just seems like there's something there that's just blocking the spirit and blocking even the presence of God in my life. And I can't get through. I only come to the border and I come as far as I can, but I can't press on, and I can't press in, and I can't go on for the Lord." Come on, is God talking to you tonight? Is the Spirit of the Lord speaking to you tonight in this place? Is God talking to your heart and your spirit? Deep down, you wonder why things is not working out the way it should. And you've called out and said, "God, where are you at?" But I'd like to say tonight, he's in the midst. His spirit wants to touch you and ever would make you whole this night. The spirit will do more for you than any man ever will. The spirit of God will take you into places you've never imagined. Oh, I believe it was a man of God said he was caught up into a place. He had no idea what was going on, but all he knew is he began to call on God. He sensed that there was something more. How many believe today that we've only touched the surface of His presence? We've only touched the surface of His power. We've only touched just a little bit of what He has in store for you. Come on, maybe you're sick tonight. I want you to step out. Everybody just come forth tonight. Come out of those pews if God's been talking to you through this message tonight. Maybe you just for one time would say, "Oh God, I'm tired of coming so far and not going all the way with you. I'm tired of only playing, oh God, along with it for so long. But God, give me something fresh. And give me something new tonight, oh God. God, give me something, Lord, that I know that, oh God, it's worth it all. Every bit of it tonight, God, is worth it all. God, it's worth being faithful even when nobody else is faithful. God, every mile that I walk for you, every hammer that I pick up, every nail that I put in the board, it's worth it all for you because I'm going on for you.